In its latest report, titled The Zimbabwe Stigma Index Research Report, ZNNP Plus says it is important to engage government, the private sector and individuals in targeted interventions to address sources of discrimination against people living with HIV. National AIDS Council Communications Officer Tadiwa Nyatangapfupa says the ZNP Plus report is an important indicator of the need for people to disclose their status.
There are people who are mainly looked up to in society by virtue of the positions they hold, either maybe as headmasters, as teachers, as pastors. So for them now to go back and tell the people who look up to them that they are HIV positive, they will think the people are going to feel badly let down. So those people in most cases will not easily disclose their status.
Tadiwa says those who are influential in society are critical in changing negative perceptions about HIV.
When they do disclose their status, people will also become free to go and get tested and to disclose their results, because they will say, if this popular footballer, popular musician, or this pastor has disclosed that he is HIV positive, I also can do the same.
But why is disclosure important?
They get into groups, support each other, encourage each other to take their medication as prescribed, and also to share ideas, to share like the proper nutrition to take. But the moment one does not disclose his or her status, a lot of information will pass them.
While HIV-related stigma is still widespread in communities, some people are beginning to come forward to show the importance of revealing one's HIV status. Studio 7 spoke to 49-year-old Barbara Farashashiko, a counselor with ZNNP Plus in Tafara, who has disclosed her status. Farashashiko, who works with 16 support groups in the suburb and is a tuberculosis survivor, says she was thrown out of her matrimonial home when she fell ill in 1985.
I was thinking of my baby boy, and I was also thinking how my in-laws, they were acting. They couldn't accept my condition. They said I was a moving grave. They were stigmatizing me. So I was so stressed. I couldn't recover so early. Then after I was discharged, my parents have to accept me. I have to come to my home. I was put in a wheelbarrow. All the people in the community, they were looking and looking at me and say, is she going to survive? She's going to die. Look how she is. And look, she's got a baby. She can't make it.
Farashashiko says staying with the parents was very difficult.
I have to sleep together with my mother and my father in the same bedroom because there were no rooms to accommodate me. And I couldn't share with other children because they were afraid that they would be also infected. So I have to use my own room with my parents, and I have to use my own plate, my own cup. Through the awareness that I gave them and the knowledge I teach them, they now understand. TB, you cannot catch TB on a plate. You cannot catch TB on a cup. You cannot catch TB on sharing the same toilet seat or sharing the same blanket.
She says disclosure is therapeutic for someone who is living with HIV.
You should accept what you are. And disclosure is the main part of self-stigma. Because once you disclose your status or what you are, even people stigmatize or point a finger at you, it will not worry you because you've disclosed your own status, and that is how I managed my stress.
Farashashiko says she needs $4,500 to undergo an operation because she cannot read or see things in the distance.
I've got a conical cornea problem, so I need a cornea from another person to be donated to me and that operation to be done. And normally here in Zimbabwe, it is not done, but in South Africa. Last time when I visited the eye unit, there were corneas that were donated, but the operation was so expensive.
Farashashiko stays with her daughter-in-law, Cynthia Murenzwi, who says she has learnt a lot during support group discussions about the importance of disclosing one's status and understanding HIV issues.
I was very, very young. I used to ignore, I used to stigmatize people. But now I know through my mother-in-law, she taught me very much. I also go to the workshops and learn with other people, hear different ideas. Now I know everything about this stigma and what TB discrimination.
18-year-old Nathan Chihunje, who stays in Tafara, says he has been inspired by Barbara Farashashiko's counseling sessions and work with support groups in the area. Chihunje lost his mother, who was the breadwinner, when he was only 15. He says the experience of caring for her mother taught him to be compassionate towards those living with HIV.
It was difficult because I was the only child in my family. So it was difficult to look for my mother. I was to take over all household jobs, like cleaning the house, washing the plates, clothes, even yourself. You was not able to bother yourself.
Zimbabwe has adopted the fast-track concept of the United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, which aims at ending the HIV pandemic by 2030. The concept outlines a set of targets that would need to be reached by 2020, including 90-90-90, 90% of people living with HIV knowing the HIV status, 90% of people who know their HIV positive status on treatment, and 90% of people on treatment with suppressed viral loads. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.